The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteka Naturel, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of The Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Augham. And Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk, and we have a wonderful guest today. His name is Ralph D. McRae. He's the President and Chief Executive Officer at Leading Brands, and he's been there since 1996, November. Mr. McRae serves as the Chairman, the CEO, Secretary and Treasurer of Leading Brands of Canada Incorporated. He serves as the Chairman and CEO of Leading Brands of America Incorporated, Kirk Technologies Incorporated, Quick Inc., and McRae Management LTD. He's a principal of Ralph D. McRae Law Corporation and has been the chairman at Leading Brands Incorporated since March of 1996. Mr. McRae is a member of the bar of both British Columbia and Alberta and holds a Bachelor of Commerce and LLB from the University of British Columbia. And I want to welcome you to our show today, and we're going to be talking about a new product and the science behind it, and it's called Lithia and Happy Water. And I want to welcome you to our show today, Ralph, if you don't mind me calling you Ralph. I am very impressed on the article that you sent me because we had a chance to talk before the show. So welcome to our show on Let's Just Talk, and how are you today?
Oh, I'm great, and thank you, Catherine, for having me on. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know, I love science and excelled in it, so it's one of the subjects that I love. And lithium, you know, the article that you sent it to me on, tell me how you got involved in this new product and manufacturing it and why you wanted to do it. Can you start with that?
Sure. Well, we've been, as you mentioned in your kind introduction, we've been involved in the bottling business at Leading Brands here for 25 years, and we've always watched the trends. The first product we actually were involved in was really the first New Age beverage we helped get off the ground, Clearly Canadian, and that was, you know, when people were getting concerned about additives and those in, that in drinks. Clearly Canadian was spring water, and you know, it wasn't the healthiest thing in the world, but it was a first step in that direction. But as we watched the progress of New Age beverages over the 90s and the first part of this century, what we saw was people putting more and more stuff in a bottle or a can and trying to make a bunch of claims as to its effectiveness. And basically what it was is it was a science experiment that in many cases went awry. So we had been involved in, our most recent project was blueberry juice, as we discussed yesterday, and a brand called True Blue that we brought to market, which was really the first change up in the grocery aisle for juices in 50, 60, 70 years. But as we came through that, we started to get more focused fundamentally, and we wanted to get products to the consumer that were naturally functional. And by that I mean things that Mother Nature created, not things that, you know, chemists and flavorists put together in a container. So we started looking around for them, and just as we were embarking on that search, a product category came up, which was coconut water. And when you think about it, it comes straight out of the coconut and into the container and to the consumer. And it worked. It was something that was fundamentally sound. But the problem for us in getting into that business was that there was a virtually endless supply of coconuts. And anybody who wanted to be in the coconut water business could get into it. So it didn't meet another fundamental criterion of ours, which was we had to have something that was unique and either very difficult or impossible to replicate. Mm-hmm. As we were going through that process, I was in my office, and I got a call from a fellow. And he had come across in just west of the Rocky Mountains in Canada, come across an ancient mineral hot spring that produced a water that had a high source of lithia in it. And lithia had been found over many, many decades to provide an improvement in sense of well-being. And it's funny because when people, you'd think that after a while we know how to measure happiness, but we only seem to be able to measure happiness by the absence of sadness and violence and things like that. So it reduced depression. It reduced violent crime. It seemed to moderate mood disorders. And this fellow suffered badly from depression. So when he came to see me, he brought his wife with him, and they sat across the table, and I turned to his wife, and I said, well, you know, he's told me that he suffers from depression. And I said, when he drinks this water, how is he? He says, oh, you don't want to meet him if he's not drinking the water. So this water, from his perspective, had allowed him to abandon, you know, pharmaceutical medication to deal with his depression. Mm-hmm. Now, when I heard that, well, that caught my interest, because here was a naturally functional product that seemed to have an impact on him. Now, what he was looking at the brand or his brand for was there was a line of science and a line of research that indicated that when you and I were kids, everybody thought you were born with the maximum number of brain cells you'd ever have, and all you could do through bad behavior through your life is kill them off. Well, it turns out that that's not true, and that your body actually creates new brain cells, and that process is called neurogenesis, creation of brain cells. So there's a neurogenesis is enhanced, apparently, by lithia. So he was pursuing the brand to prove, and had research underway to prove at the end of the day that drinking this would improve brain cell growth. And with Alzheimer's and dementia being such, you know, hot topics, that's where he was focusing on it. And I said to him, I said, you know, I think there's something bigger here. And my wife was always telling me about this quote, and I'll just give it to you here from John Lennon, which always resonated me. He says, when I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. And as I started to sit back and think about, you know, people and life and the like, I could always imagine my friends and I didn't imagine them sitting around reflecting back on their days on Earth and always wondering whether they could be taller, stronger, richer, more famous. But I think if you asked them what the one thing they'd like in life is, if they reflected back, they'd want to be more happy.
And you know, so that's how
the genesis of Happy Water, because it really, as we found through research, had been proven over the course of years to really improve mood, and it had been even in many cases recommended to be included in North American water system the same way that fluoride is. And I know people don't like sometimes have fluoride added to water, but we thought that if we could offer people the opportunity to buy it if they wanted it, and it would actually, over the course of consumption over a period, provide them with a better sense of well-being, we just might have something that was pretty unique. So that's really, I'm sorry for the length of the story, but that's how we got to the brand.
Well, you know, it's really amazing because, you know, I told you yesterday I have a show called Born Before 64. And our generation and your generation, I'm a little older than you, are living a lot longer. My mother is 94, going to be 94. My grandfather lived to a 99, okay, because of the way he lived. And he had more natural things going into his body than what we have today. So we're all looking for this anti-aging, this new way of thinking. With all the stresses we have, Ralph, in our life today, and you know, one of the things that I love about your country, I love Canada, by the way. I come there every once in a while, and I just love it there, okay? And I lived in England for 7 years as well. My life was different. I didn't have the stresses that I have here in the United States. And I think we tend to not want to smell the roses here sometimes, right? So I like to go places where it's beautiful, it's trees, they have Mother Nature. And when you said yesterday you had a product called Happy Water, I thought, wow, I could sit in the trees and drink water and be happy, right?
Well,
I know that sounds kind of weird. I think that kind of
important to whatever. In determining the brand and figuring out. There are a few things, but you know, when we had products that had been sweetened or that you know had calorie count to them, people would sometimes not want to drink them, even though they had other benefits for them. They would not want to drink them because of the calorie count, and they wanted to control and watch their weight and those sorts of things. The thing about drinking water is you got to drink it.
That's right.
And so if you're going to drink it anyways, why not have something that's going to give you some sort of a benefit? So not only do you have the prospect of the neurogenesis aspect of this, but you've also got the lithium and mood enhancements. And when you talk about current things, the interesting story that I learned after this all came through was that 7-Up, if you always wonder where the name 7-Up came from, because it's kind of an odd name when you think about it.
Yeah, it really
is. It was actually a lithiated lemon-lime soda back in the 1930s.
Right.
But they added, it wasn't naturally produced, they added lithium to it. So, you know, here we have something that's created in the earth by Mother Nature. It's been part of the local indigenous people for thousands of years have used this spring. It's been a medicinal retreat for settlers for 150 years. And here we have something that, you know, has been around and used, and now we can bring it to a much, much broader market. And I tell you, the nicest part for us when we were making this decision is that we don't have to go out and create a bunch of science around this. The science already exists. And you referenced the article in the New York Times, is written by Anna Fells from Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
That is an absolutely great article because it summarizes a lot of that history of the research that's gone into this product and explains how much you need and how it affects you. And, you know, that it's just nice to be able to have that justification and, you know, on the Internet and readily available.
You know, one of the things that I think it does also with depression, with PTSD, is such a big deal right now because it's not just soldiers in the United States, as soldiers in Canada and all over the world are coming back with this disorder, right? And people are finding out that people have had it since everywhere there is, and they just didn't recognize it. So, you know, I'm very, very involved in, we were with the military, by the way, just to let you know, Ralph, my husband's company was a company that did aircraft engines. Okay. And we were with the military for 41 years all over the world. And Canada was one of those countries, by the way, that I used to come to every once in a while. And so I'm very, very close to the military and wounded warriors and all that kind of stuff. I am going to personally invite you, since I'm part of the Air Power Foundation now, I'm very proud of that, in Dallas, Texas. I'd like to see American Airlines put your water on every one of their flights, okay? But they actually sponsor this every year in October. They bring in usually have 4,000 people come. They open their hangar up and create a week and they bring wounded warriors in, and they're bringing this year Vietnam vets and Air Force guys from all over the country. And I have to tell you that the famous chef from Mission Impossible he caters it for the sit-down event. And it's the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen in your life. They raised last year $1.5 million in 2 days for that's everything. And we don't have that kind of water. I think that this could be something really big. I've already talked to some of the people about your water. I can't wait to taste it because my personal trainer, okay, that I train with 3 days a week, told me, girl, you need to drink a lot of water. And it's, you know, I like every kind of drink there is, I mean, but I do love water. And the more you drink water, the more you want to drink, because women tend to not drink as much as men, I think. And 50% of our bodies are more are composed of water. And if we don't keep on replenishing it, guess what? We dehydrate.
Well, the thing that's interesting about that is, and, you know, it's funny when you get into products, you know, you think you know everything about them before you launch them. And and one of the things that we learned as we got into having the brand and testing it and trial it, we do tests on the water and have chemical analysis done, is, and it just struck us one day, the first thing is that we as a society eat a very acidic diet, mm-hmm. and cancers are fostered, you know, in an acidic environment. So if you can get your body closer to neutral or preferably a more alkaline state, and your bloodstream is naturally slightly alkaline at 7.4 pH, that you actually have a better chance of fending off those types of diseases.
And on that note, we need to take a short break, and we'll come right back.
Sure.
After these messages from our sponsors.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. This is the final installment of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Over the series, we have been attacked by terrorists using weapons of mass destruction, began to rebuild America from all the destruction. And in the last book, America Responds, the Pathfinders have been charged to find the Brotherhood. Just as they are ready to close in and capture the Brotherhood, the President tells them to stop and not capture, just follow. The President meets with special advisors to develop a plan of attack, not just on the Brotherhood, but terrorists worldwide. It's a risky plan, but one he hopes will work. We have to stop terrorism, or they will destroy the world as we know it. Will the President's plan work? Will the Pathfinders succeed? Will Ted and Hadar and Megan and Omid turn into real couples and have a life together? Will Frank and Karen return to Sanibel? All this and more in the final book of the Brotherhood Trilogy. Go to www.danperkins@sanibel.com to order.
Dan Perkins' new book, also available at Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cuff on the baggie, spread the cuff over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com, and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google-certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the Internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com. Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with Ralph McRae of Leading Brands. And this is so stimulating, this whole thing on water. And, you know, your blueberry juice, I have to have. I'm a blueberry.
We're happy to send you some.
Seriously, I want your water and I want your juice. I can't wait. I am this girl that once I get behind a product, I never stop if I like it. And, you know, I have a healthy cooking show. I'd love to do my cooking show with you. How about that?
Oh, well, as long as all I have to do is bring the products, you don't require me to
cook because I
burn stuff on a barbecue,
okay.
So that's my problem.
Okay, so here's the deal, Ralph, and I want to introduce you to Jungle Gems. I already told you this. I really want to do a cooking show with you with blueberries, your blueberry juice, and want to use your water because...
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so, and I work with lots of different products from all over the world, actually. And you knew that I actually did something with a product that was an antioxidant drink, and I actually have 4 bottles left. And I
only
actually,
4?
Yeah, only 4. Well, listen, there, you know, when that product first came out, they sent it to me and they wanted my brother from 7-Up to get behind it. Right.
Yes.
In the end, Kroger took it in. I mean, a lot of Jungle Gems, everybody took it in. And, you know, I had to promote a drink that was tart. Now, try promoting a tart drink. It's hard. So
yeah.
What I did, Ralph, and I'm a very creative person. I'm not patting myself on the back here. I'm just telling you. I created all kinds of recipes and recipe cards that went with the drink. And guess what? It sold like crazy. So we had shakes. We did everything. And I love blueberries. They're one of the things that I love more than anything else. And if I could do a bath in blueberries, I would. Because I just think that they're great, that Mother Nature has given us something that's really, really helps our body. And it really fights cancer. It does lots of different things. And it's in my daily, you know, every time I have blueberries every day, and I love them. So I think
I got to tell you, the one ingredient in blueberries that you don't find many other places is called anthocyanin. And anthocyanins are neuroprotective as well. And, you know, that's the one thing that I think we... The medical community, we're not doing enough on this Alzheimer's dementia thing. So whatever you can do naturally to help you out so that you end up going into the later part of life less susceptible to these types of afflictions, I think is well worth the effort. And if you could, and by the way, our blueberry juice, True Blue, is formulated with wild blueberries and not cultivated ones. And the reason that's important is all the benefits from the blueberry are not in the meat of the blueberry, they're from the skin. So wild blueberries, you know, haven't been cultivated to be these giant meaty things that people, you know, that people want to eat. The wild blueberries are still in their natural state, so there's a much higher proportion of skin to fruit. Mm-hmm. So that's where the benefits come from, and why we formulate with wild berries rather than cultivated. But the anthocyanins are important in blueberries. The lithia is important in the happy water, and the more of that stuff you can take, I tell you, it's I think it's the best prophylactic treatment I've ever encountered. So that's where I come down on it.
You know, and I work. You don't know this about me, but I used to run second stage living facilities. My mother started them at age 55, assisted living here in Cincinnati. And actually, in the end, I ran four homes as an administrator, and I work with dementia patients, I work with Parkinson's, I've worked with all of it. And I'm watching my mother go through dementia. I'm watching a lot of older people that are going through Alzheimer's. So this, anything that can help that is so important, since it's natural, because so many people have different medications, unfortunately, that they're taking. And this girl, knock on wood, is not on any medication, Ralph, out there. I had all my little diseases when I was younger. So I'm always looking for stuff or for products that are naturally based, because I want to promote those type of things because of, you know, of the Born Before 64 and the Healthy Cooking Show and everything else I do. And, you know, I want, and I know for some reason or not, that I'm going to live to be 150. And I think your generation definitely will. Because,
well, I know that my kids' generation will. I may be stuck in the on the little pinnacle in between, but that's I think very, very attainable for those people who are in their 20s today.
Well, you know, it's really funny. When I lived in England, I lived in Woodbridge. I lived in Campsie Ash, which was close to Bentwaters, and which was near Ipswich. And I had friends that were playing tennis at 95 and were biking 10, 15, 20 miles. And I thought, what's the secret to their success here? You know? And it was that everything that they were consuming was natural. I mean, they were eating, and they took me out in the woods and showed me how to pick certain types of mushrooms and to eat certain things. And so I probably was the healthiest I could have been while I was there, because I lived right in the countryside, right, on an estate that actually was a working dairy farm. And my kids had never seen, you know, had never been around cows and milking cows and chickens and pheasants, and had a gardener and having a big garden. They didn't ever know anything about that. You know, so it was a real learning experience for all of us. And
well,
go ahead.
You know, I understand. You see, the thing that troubles me in the beverage industry is the advent of high fructose corn syrup and the number of drinks that are ladled with it. And you'll see people suggest that all sweeteners are the same, and I don't believe that's true. For example, when we brought out True Blue, we put the first logo of any type, which was kind of a Ghostbusters type logo with a no HFCFs on the label. And when I put that on, I forget the exact name of it, but basically the Corn Producers Association wrote me a 15-page letter and told me that high fructose corn syrup wasn't a GMO. And basically I should take that label off my bottle, and had certain not so veiled threats in the letter. And I just took the letter and I shredded it. But, you know, the story that I've heard, and I, you know, I'm not a scientist, so I don't say this with any scientific credibility, but what I've been led to believe is that the high fructose corn syrup isn't recognized as a colorant by the hypothalamus in your brain. So the only reason you could drink a 32-ounce large drink today is because your brain doesn't basically react the same to the calories that are in that drink. But if it was sugar, you wouldn't get all the way through a large serving like that. So, you know, we're basically consuming calories as if they were water. And, you know, the obesity epidemic that we see up and down our streets every day, and it's the same in Canada as it is in the United States. I spend a lot of time in the U.S. So it really comes down to a lot of the waste, those wasted calories. And when you get inside the grocery store and you really start looking at the materials, the packaged goods, it's incredible the amount of high fructose corn syrup. I was sitting around the other day, and a large submarine sandwich chain put out an announcement that it was going to remove the high fructose corn syrup from its bread.
Oh my goodness!
I found myself asking, why was high fructose corn syrup in their bread in the first place?
Right,
and in a chain that, you know, advertises that it's trying to, you know, help people, you know, lose weight, and its primary spokesman lost, you know, several hundred pounds, and that was it. What is high fructose corn syrup doing in the bread? And so all these different things, but I think if we can get the obesity epidemic under control, and a lot of it is to take the unnecessary calories out of our flavor, and also a lot of the caloric flavorings that are in our foods today, I think we're going to find that has a remarkable impact, because we basically eradicated smoking. And, you know, and that just, I think, continues to decline in the civilized world. And if we can get the calories under control and get people to start taking things naturally that benefit them, you start to see average life expectancies come up. And more importantly, productive life. You don't want to be, you know, being fed on a tube for 30 years without. You want to be a productive member of society, and you want to get around without your joints hurting, and you want to get around with your cognitive abilities and those sorts of. And that's is quality of extended life that I think is the most important. And I think that's what we've got to start looking at, not just absolute life expectancy.
And on that note, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Ralph McRae of Leading Brands.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Magic Mind is the energy drink that will get you thinking. Magic Mind contains Zembrum, and evidence supports the use of Zembrum for multiple benefits, including cognitive function, focus, improved mood, and reduced stress. Magic Mind is a focus-enhancing beverage developed with a unique selection of the South American plant Selenium. This natural plant extract, combined with our proprietary blend of ingredients, is designed to improve cognitive function, stress reduction, and mood enhancement, providing confidence and focus. Get Magic Mind and get energized for life. Get Magic Mind today by visiting www.magicnutrition.com. That's Magic Mind at www.magicnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
I'm Dr. Mark Mandel Brown. If you're interested in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, or a mommy makeover to restore your figure, we're known for natural look cosmetic surgery. Our highly skilled staff perform permanent makeup, facial analysis and skin care, and the non-surgical Venus Legacy to melt fat and tighten skin. Who says you can't have it all?
Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery Center. Who says you can't have it all?
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cuff on the baggie, spread the cuff over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten-path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey. Breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com. Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back with Ralph McRae of Leading Brands, and we have really had a wonderful conversation about his new products, Happy Water and True Blue. And you know, Ralph, you're in at Leading Brands. Are you coming up with new products every year or every 2 years or what?
Well, it's not that easy, frankly. We could. As a matter of fact, we have people phone up here regularly with a new idea, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody always thinks it's the latest and greatest, and, you know, we look at whether or not they fit into our you know, portfolio of products and whether they make sense. But as time has gone on, we found ourselves more and more selective. And once we came across this naturally functional precondition to doing what we did, it has really limited how many things we can bring on. Quite frankly, if you were to say to me today, Ralph, you have to finish off your career of, you know, making sure the world gets access to Happy Water, I think I'd be happy. And again, like I say, that's really what it's all about. And there's so many different aspects to that water that there's something in it for everybody. And we were talking about exercise earlier. Well, the main components of what you sweat out of your body when you're exercising are calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. As we were exploring Happy Water and getting chemical analysis done, we found that those were the chemicals that were in Happy Water. And so we started this mantra called sweat happy, and we wanted to be able to take the material in. Now, as I'm talking to you about this water, you might think it tastes horrible. It's the best tasting water I've ever had. And I challenge you to taste it and come up with, and if you don't believe it, I'll send you.
No, I want you to send. I want prefer. No. I want you to send
non-alcoholic something else if you prefer.
Right.
So there's so many different things in it, but the alkalinity is key because that alkalinity at 7.4 is what your bloodstream is supposed to be. You're not supposed to be acidic. You're not supposed to be too base. And there's a lot of alkaline waters that are the trend out there. So we get calls from people, just to go back to your question, who will want to sell alkaline water. Well, basically that alkaline water that you find on the store, you go take a look at it and read the ingredient panel. It'll basically be some kind of tap water where somebody put an antacid like a Tums into it.
Oh, my gosh.
The equivalent. So that's what you're getting. And these alkaline waters are very, very high. You'll find them at the alkalinity up in the 9, 9.5 range. So they're very – now, you can take that if you want. If you want to go take it – but you might as well just take tap water and put Tums in your mouth and drink it. What you want is you want a consistent, we believe, source of water that matches what your ideal bloodstream should be. It assimilates things better in your body, we believe. It gives you these, it replaces these chemicals in your body, and like you say, with the lithium, gives you this mood enhancer that leads to all these better states of mind. So those are the sites that's what I like. And if I can spend the rest of my days getting that available and tell people about it, because it's a crowded message in a crowded world out there, I'd be pretty happy doing that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't you come on my television show and tell everybody and show them?
I'm happy to do that too.
I think
I get the word happy in as often as I can here.
Ralph, you know,
I'd love to do that.
You know, you've got me so excited about this happy water and this and the True Blue. I mean, seriously, I can't wait to meet you. I'm being very, very serious here. This, have you had a chance to look and see what I look like?
Not yet. No, I haven't done that yet. No.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why, and I'm very happily married 46 years. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that people, when they hear me and they look at my picture, they go, "You're 70? Oh, my goodness.
You must be living well."
Well, it has a lot to do with your genes, okay? It has a lot to do with your happiness, what you put in your body, right? The water you drink, right? And, you know, the antioxidants and the different things that you're putting in that are natural. You know, when I grew up, Ralph, my whole family's from Poland on one side. Okay. My grandfather taught me at age 5 how to fish. He taught me how to grow vegetables. Everything was natural. It wasn't with a lot of chemicals in it. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I probably had a better chance of it than anybody else, right? And then antibiotics and all this other stuff came to play. Well, guess what? My generation got so many antibiotics in the beginning that I can't take a lot of antibiotics today. So what do? I look at every label there is, and I buy organic meat. I buy everything that I can try to get organically or natural. And that has a lot to do. I don't sit in the sun. I don't do certain things. And this is the reason why I think this is the key to being healthier.
Well, my family has a ranch, and it's a certified organic ranch, and one of the things we grow there is alfalfa that feeds dairy cows to produce certified organic milk through a friend of ours. But we also raise cattle, and we raise it on the range, and we feed it our alfalfa, and it also is grass-fed for part of the year. And we crossbred Black Angus cattle with longhorns, and we produce this certified organic beef. Mm-hmm. And my wife was pulled out this article just a few weeks back, and she handed it to me, and the headline of the article was "Happy Meat."
That's a great idea.
And I said, well, what's this? Is somebody making a play on Happy? Because I found that since we brought out Happy Water, everybody's marketing campaign now has the word Happy Water from pharmacies to chocolate products. But in any event, Happy Meat. She said, no, that's what organically grown range-fed meat or beef is called, Happy Meat.
That's great. Because
I said, well, there you go. And I can tell you, when I go up and I see our cows roaming around the fields, I mean, it's a pretty happy life. and she believes, and this is what the article said, is that because of that, there's a different quality somehow to the meat that
you're not stressed.
That makes it better for your consumption than something that was grown in a feedlot.
Right. So here's the other thing. You want me to come up to the farm and we'll do an outdoor cook thing. But,
there you go.
You know,
seriously,
I'm really into barbecue, by the way. And, no, I am. I really am. And I'm working with...
Well, I can contribute. If you've got a barbecue,
good.
I can contribute.
Well, see, that's the most important thing. If you're putting really good products into your body, then your body is happy. That's the reason why.
You see, your listeners can go a long way to help themselves.
That's
and
right.
And there are labels on products for a reason. And the FDA requires the ingredients to be on there. And if you read something on a label that you don't immediately recognize or it looks like a chemical formula of some sort, then pause before you buy it.
Well, you know, I agree with you.
Because it's probably a preservative.
Right.
We don't want to get into a lengthy discussion of what preservatives do to your bodies, but you want to be cautious about that.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, have you ever watched a commercial on a product, a prescription product? By the time they get doing the disclaimer, you never want to take the stuff. You don't want to take it because all of the different things, the side effects that it can do to you, unfortunately, it's scary. I mean,
I can't imagine that companies market drugs the way they do in the U.S. Because more than half of the ad appears to me to be a disclaimer, and it seems to me the side effects are far, far more egregious than the initial cure that they're supposed to bring. It's just shocking to me for people to do that.
Okay, let me ask you: when are you going to bring these products to the United States? Because I'm jumping up and down for them, and when's that going to happen?
Well, what we want to do is hopefully this fall, and what we've done with Happy Water is we've spent the last year and a half or so developing a box format for it. So instead of having a water cooler, which has a chemical called BPA in the bottles, which can be deleterious, we have a box with a bladder in it. And we've developed this, and I'm hoping that this fall we can get it into a large, higher-end food chain in the U.S. and then see where it goes from there. We've got it introduced in Canada. We've got it across the country now, and we're just finishing off our distribution here. And once we've got that behind us, then we want to bring it. Or you can go on our website at livehappywater.com, L-I-V-E, happywater.com, and you can order it off the site. We'll give you a good price for it and deliver it to you. And if you want the box, it could be in 5 or 10 liter formats. You put it on your counter. You just pour it into a carafe and put it on your table. It's a wonderful format. We got rid of our water cooler at home and we use that now instead.
I'm looking actually at the product right now, and it's beautiful the way you've packaged it. I love the yellow. I think of the sun, and red's another one of my colors. And I love the blue. It looks blue. And then I like the Happy Water. I look at the dispensers, and then I look at the actual Happy Water. I'm taking you up on this, buddy. I really want you to send me some water.
Oh, I'll give you some. All I need is an address.
And then, after the show, I will give it to you, okay? But I want to say thank you so much for giving me so much of your time today, Ralph. I'm just as excited as you are about it now.
Well, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and like I say, it's good to be able to sell something that you're not concerned about any drawbacks to. And I know that's a negative way of looking at things, but if you can bring more happiness to people, what's wrong with that?
All right, I'm going to give you, now that we're going to say goodbye. Give your website one more time, please.
It's live, L-I-V-E, happywater.com.
And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker, sponsored by Ultimate Air Shuttle, the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder, Ardente Gourmet Store, Kelsey Lee Team Expert, and iMarketing on W4CY.